If you like to turn to Revelations in chapter 3 and verse 11, it's kind of following on from what Ben was talking about, which is good. The Lord's obviously planned that. Verse 11, it says, "Behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." And I just kind of want to focus on about that, holding that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And to me, that kind of spells that, obviously, when we get filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking tongues, get baptized, we sort of have that crown of life. You know, even though we haven't made it yet, we've got the crown. But it kind of, the scripture is alluding to that, someone's going to take it. The devil's going to try all he can to kind of take that crown back. The different trials and tribulations that we face in this life is all kind of all part of that, also ourselves, we can either keep it or we can lose it. And just through... helps if I can read my own writing. We have to learn by growing in the spirit. If we know that we're sort of learning and growing in spirit, then we know that the Lord's going to give us the strength to kind of get through the trials and tribulations that that we have. If we're not going to be learning or growing, then we're going to risk our crown being taken from us. 2 Peter and chapter 3, and down in verse 14, says, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." And I kind of think back to, this time as well, the early church there. And, they get given the letters written from Paul and, the many other scriptures that that they had as well. Plus they would have been told the stories of Jesus Christ and, about the end times and when Jesus is going to return there and the signs to kind of look out for. So they kind of would have been ready as well, because obviously at that time, even though it was, like 50 years or 100 years after the death of Jesus Christ, to them at that time, the Lord still could have been coming back. As Ben kind of said, he could have been coming back sort of like the next day, and they still had to be prepared. And obviously 2,000 odd years has gone past and we're still getting that same message of to be ready, to be prepared. And I think I know from myself, sort of growing up in the fellowship, you get told that same message over and over again, like the Lord's coming back, look around the signs, and you can see it, things are getting progressively worse and you're kind of like, oh, this could be it. But sometimes, I know for myself that I've just kind of found that, "Behold, I come quick" isn't really that quick. It's kind of, the pastor's been saying that for years, or, it's never going to sort of happen, or, those doubts of, kind of creep in and kind of go, oh, you know, if I leave now, you know, spend 2 years, you know, I could come back, you know, kind of the, you know, the Monday revision before the Tuesday test sort of thing. But obviously that's not the case. As Ben quite clearly pointed out, that we do need to be on our toes. And it's that complacency that we so quickly get used to, sort of being human, well, most of us are human anyway, that we kind of, we like that routine and, you know, when things kind of keep going, like, you know, we go to work and, you know, it's that 9 to 5 or whatever hours you kind of work and you go home and if you've got kids, you know, spend time with the kids or you help the wife sort of with the housework or whatever it might be, and then, you know, that routine kind of, you get used to it quickly, and it's, you just kind of get into that rhythm, and not that there's anything wrong with it or anything like that, but I think it's dangerous being in the Lord to kind of get into that habit, that really we should, sort of as Scripture's kind of pointed out, I'll get my screensaver off, that we kind of are wanting to grow. You know, in verse 18 there it says, like, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And that kind of means that you've got to be active in the Lord, that you've got to make sure that you're praying, that you're reading the Bible and that you're sort of doing the things around the fellowship, whether that's actually, you know, going to the meetings and fellowshipping with people, or whether that's doing the follow-ups or the outreaching or whatever it might be, that you're kind of looking at ways to grow in the Lord, that you can sort of increase your knowledge, and that you can kind of, you know, make sure that you're strong in the Lord. And earlier on there it says to be diligent, and that kind of means that you want to do it. That you put in the effort, even though time is kind of short these days. I don't know about you, but, you know, I wake up in the morning and before I know it, I'm back asleep again, and I kind of think, well, where did the day go? And but it's kind of about finding that time, finding that for that 5 minutes here to sit down and read a scripture, or it's to take that 5 minutes to kind of actually go, oh, thank you, Lord, for the day that I had, or Lord, just bless the day ahead of me. And I know sometimes when we go through those trials and tribulations, when you know, the devil is trying to get our crown, sometimes it's kind of hard to go to actually kind of sit down and kind of go, oh, like, I need to do this, and, you know, I need to be seeking the Lord, just because the pressures of the world, the weight of the trial or tribulation that we're going through can often overwhelm us. And but I just find if we kind of have that willing heart, that even though we kind of go through that day and kind of realise, oh, you know, sorry, Lord, like, I didn't find that time to pray or read the scripture, to kind of not condemn yourself or anything like that, but just kind of realise, oh, hang on, I've actually made it through the day. You know, I'm still walking in the Lord, like, I still love the Lord. I've made it through today. And to me, that's growing in the Lord, to kind of go take each day individually and just kind of go, right, I'll make it through today. And at the end of the day, kind of go reassess and go, yeah, I made it. You know, I still love the Lord, like, even though I may not have, you know, found the time, or, you know, may not have done what I wanted to do to serve the Lord, I've still made it through today, and I think that's okay. And even though it's kind of, you're only growing just, you know, a tiny bit, you're still growing, isn't it? You're not declining, and you're not kind of staying still, but you're making it through the day. And that's, to me, that, as I said, that's sort of, you know, growing in the Lord. And it's kind of when you get through those trials and tribulations, and all of a sudden you kind of come out the other end and go, right, like, now I can, you know, make sure that you kind of almost repay the favour as such, and kind of go, right, the Lord's got me through this trial. He's, you know, he's healed my body, or he's done this, or he's done that. I just need to say thank you. Like, that's the least I can do, is to kind of get down, you know, at night or in the morning and just pray and just thank the Lord for what he's done. And I often quite find that the Lord just kind of takes care of the rest, and all of a sudden you find more time to pray, you find more time to read the scriptures and all the rest of it. So yeah, just sort of that encouragement that, you know, to make sure that we're just kind of learning, whether it's little, you know, whether it's kind of taking it day by day, or whether it's you can actually find the time to go outreaching and do this and really search out the scriptures and really have that time of prayer for the Lord as well. And sometimes, like, often find, like, our expectations of ourselves can be higher than what they need to. You know, you kind of look at the pastors and you kind of think, wow, I've got so much knowledge, and, you know, then I know this scripture off by heart, and then I know this and I know that. Whereas I find, you know, I don't necessarily know all the scriptures off by heart. I don't necessarily know this or know that and all that sort of thing. And you can kind of put the expectations of, you know, what you should be, you know, sort of up here. But in reality, we're individual. We all have our own walk. And I know for a fact that I'm probably not going to be the equivalent of Pastor Kevin and his knowledge, but do you know what? I can try and sort of aspire to be that in that knowledge sort of thing, or kind of go, right, I'm an individual and I'm going to take what I can. I learn a certain way and I'm going to develop that. And that's okay as well, to kind of be an individual and kind of go, right, I'm myself, I learn a certain way, and I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to do this. So I'm going to, you know, if you learn better by sort of reading a verse every night, you know, that's great. You know, it's good. You're still learning. You're still ever growing in the Lord. And then, you know, you might just come to a point where you go, do you know what, I reckon I could do two verses a night. And then you just kind of work that way, and you do what you feel is comfortable, but as long as you make sure that you're growing in the Lord, that you kind of go, right, I just, you know, day by day, step by step, you know, I'm going to do how I learn best. All right, we'll go to Revelations and chapter 21, just to finish on. Chapter 21 and verse 1, it says, oh, I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. I love this scripture because for me, you know, like last night, Jeff sort of had the lucky dip or whatever. And Selena sort of got up and gave a testimony about sort of, you know, how she gets through things. And I was sort of kind of thinking about my own testimony, and I just find I love this scripture for that, because it's that vision at the end, that thing that I want to aspire to, that I want to be there at the end. You know, when the Lord comes back, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of a new heaven and a new earth where, you know, there's no such thing as sorrow and no crying. You know, this life, the trials and tribulations that we go through, that, you know, it's done. It's done with. Like, you don't have to worry anymore. You know, as Ben said, you can clock off. You can all of a sudden just go, oh, I'm done, you know. And you can just kind of rejoice. You rejoice with the angels. Like, you know, even that in itself, to kind of rejoice with the angels. Like, you know, let your mind sort of kind of wander and imagine how amazing that's going to be. You know, again, to let your mind wander and just kind of imagine what it's going to be like being in the presence of the Lord. Like, wow, you know, that's something that I don't think we're ever going to be able to comprehend until the Lord returns. But I tell you what, it's going to be pretty pretty amazing. And I think I love camps and I love going to camps, and I just think, like, 24/7, 7 days a week, even though time's irrelevant in heaven, but camp, that's, you imagine how good camp is, and then times it by, a couple billion, trillion, and that doesn't even come close to how good it's going to be. And, like, again, it's just going to, wow, like, that's, when you're going through the trials and tribulations and, you're kind of getting weighed down, as I said, for me personally, I just kind of turn to the scripture and just think, just keep thinking and just keep letting my imagination just kind of take me there and just think, how good, how amazing is this going to be? I think you just kind of have that on your heart, that willingness and just wanting to be there at the end. It's going to get us through. And all of a sudden, we will look back and go, wow, actually, behold, it was quick. Even though it didn't feel like it at the time, and today, I'm only a certain age between 25 and 30, so I'm quite young. But you kind of think, it's getting faster and faster each year, and it's getting quicker and quicker. And you just think, wow, like, when the Lord comes back, it's going to feel like it was just nothing. But you got eternity to look forward to. And I'll just leave it there, and all the people said.